What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.
I'm Jim Cramer, and you're about to hear a sample taken directly from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting.
I would say that we would be more bullish if we were more oversold.
Right, absolutely. Still waiting for that. Oscillator minus 2.5% after Friday. I'm always wondering with the 10-year, we're nearing 4%. Is 4% always some type of psychological level
where we do?
If it does break above that, will we see another intense round of selling? So something to watch. Meanwhile, all the big strategists over the weekend just reiterating their bearish stance.
Amazing.
Mike Wilson, Morgan Stanley, says March is a high-risk month for the bear market to resume. So
but
a lot
Larry
of that.
Williams, my favorite, is saying that this is going to go like this. Now, we'll go like this after.
I'm sorry, this is the market or the 10-year? Because we have the 10-year
chart. Oh, I'm sorry. Can we put the market up?
S&P, please.
S&P. Because I think it's really interesting what he's saying.
Yeah. Just don't want to get anyone confused.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, so he's saying this is it. That this is it. This is your blast off. And some of it is because, you notice, this is the same as the 10-year. I mean, that is rather remarkable.
Sure.
They both have these moves. But that historically, this is the opposite of what these strategists are saying. That this is the moment to be aggressive because interest rates may be peaking out. But also because what we have here is a nice decline and de-risk market. Witness the fact that, you know, we had Walmart go to 47, then a 42. Home Depot would be really bad. Those are ahead of all the other. It's very hard to imagine that Target and Lowe's could be as bad as those.
A lot of retail earnings this week. I think one of the big drivers of the interest rate curve will be the jobs report, which isn't this Friday, but the following Friday. So that's
obviously will be the beginning of what I'm hoping will be a little bit softer. I think February was a softer month. January was aberrant. Mortgages were good. January was extraordinarily strong. Now, what I'm calling for is that until we get the giant bankruptcies, we're going to be stuck in a range. I don't even think that Larry Williams thinks he won't be stuck in a range. But within that, we see very interesting cross currents. For instance, Warren Buffett's shareholder letter talking about the American, again, obviously capitalism, America's terrific, the tailwind, but at the same time denigrating those who take shots at, who don't like buybacks, which includes basically the President of the United States.
Right. They did put on that 1% exercise tax on buybacks through the Inflation Reduction Act, but I don't think that's slowed down share repurchase activity at all just because of that. But look, Buffett's always been a fan because he loves how share buybacks allow him to own a greater percentage of companies' earnings without doing anything. So Apple's been a big one over the years, American Express.
Start your day with my outlook on the daily market every morning at 10:20 a.m. Visit CNBC.com/morningtake. to access all the benefits of being a CNBC Investing Club member.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.